This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling. By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. But that requirement became toothless when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Meanwhile, polls suggest the law has grown in popularity, something President Biden and other Democrats like Schumer are looking to build on.
We're going to try to make it bigger and better. Establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States has a new federal holiday, this one commemorating the end of slavery. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
June 19, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created nearly four decades ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time since April, despite widespread evidence that the economy and the job market are rebounding steadily from the pandemic recession. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Kenneth Kaunda served as the first president of the Southern African nation of Zambia after it gained independence from Britain in 1964. He held the post until 1991, but his influence goes much wider, says Ghana-based lawyer Sarfo Abrebrese, who heads the Coalition of Supporters Unions of Africa.
Kenneth Kaunda continued with the fight against colonialism and played a leading role in discipling the lives of Nelson Mandela, the lives of Robert Mugabe, the lives of Sam Nujoma, and others. His legacy lasts not in a lifetime, but it lasts forever.
Like fellow post-independence leaders Julius Nyerere of Tanzania and Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, Kaunda began his career as a teacher before shifting to politics. Kaunda remained active after his retirement, campaigning with HIV/AIDS organizations as an elder statesman in his country and the region. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. Earlier, Israeli police used stun grenades and skunk water to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza War. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan is locking down because of a massive spike in coronavirus cases among employees. The embassy in Kabul already is on uncertain footing due to the imminent withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. And now the embassy is ordering staffers into virtual isolation to prevent the spread of COVID-19. It's already killed at least one person and sent 114 into quarantine. The embassy says in a notice to employees, almost all group activities, including work meetings and recreational gatherings, are banned. Tennis stars Rafael Nadal and Naomi Osaka are sitting out Wimbledon, leaving the oldest Grand Slam tennis tournament without two of the sport's biggest stars as it returns after being canceled last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Nadal announced by way of a series of social media posts Thursday that he would also miss the Tokyo Olympics to rest and recover. Osaka's agent said Thursday that the four-time Grand Slam champion does plan to head to the Summer Games after skipping Wimbledon. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.